social media is great, commercials are great, but at the same time, you don't get the tracking that you get with this texting and with your organization. I think that was the key thing that just set it overboard with my board saying, yes, we want to do this, is because we can actually track it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joe Melillo. And this week, we're speaking with Michael Beck. She's the executive director of Franklin County's tourism arm, also known as Experience Franklin County. And she's here with me via Zoom to talk about it all the way from Brookville, Indiana. And I'm so excited to have you. Not only do I know Michael from a business standpoint, but her and I have become friends and know each other outside of business, in the sense I see her in Indianapolis when she comes to visit for her tours. And so happy to have you, Michael, and thank you. Thank you so much for joining us and being a client, of course.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a whirlwind and really fun to work with your core group. So
thank you. Yeah. So tell people about Franklin County.
Yeah, so Franklin County, we're kind of nestled over towards the Ohio border. We're definitely a recreation destination and a historical location. Anything recreation you can think of, we're definitely the place to come. We're called the Hidden Gem. Right now we have the fall foliage, which is beautiful on these curvy, hilly valleys to see all the different colors of the trees and everything. So, but summer is definitely our time. Although right now, Christmas is our theme, and we have a old fashioned Christmas walk that we're getting ready for, that barrels of fire and carolers and a canal lined with lanterns. It's just a really great time also.
You know, I have to inject here. I don't usually do this, but because of our history, I used to work at Wish TV, and I was a reporter and a sponsored content producer. And I did a story about your wolf reserve.
Yes.
And during the winter is a great time to go see the wolves because they're active. They're very much active.
Yes, because in the summer, they don't like the heat, you know, definitely with the cooler weathers and snow. I hate to even say that word yet, but snow coming in, the wolves are very, very active and they love the interaction with people.
A beautiful lake, trout fishing in Indiana, which is a rare thing. There's only like 3 or 4 spots across the whole state that have trout fishing like you guys, brown right. and rainbow. I'm a huge fan of you. Just to let you know.
Well, thank you. We're a huge fan of you guys. So, but yeah, we have all types of fishing. We have catfish, we have walleye, definitely a trout place. And we have a brand new hotel that just opened. And so even though we're more of a bed and breakfast location, we do have those beautiful hotels that can accommodate you, plus camping. We have tons of camping and hiking trails. Even in the snow, we have people come with their skis to do cross-country skiing on our trail. So yeah, it's a great place to just bring the family and friends and just hang out.
And so if you want to see it for yourself, you can text EXPLORE to 55433. And yes. That is what we have set up for Experience Franklin County and Michael. And Michael, let's talk about the beginning process. When I brought this idea to you, you seemed to understand it very quickly on how it could be implemented and ultimately benefit your organization and your county. But people who listen to this podcast know texting is the way we prefer because you're data collecting, you're getting people opted in as super fans. What do you think the most beneficial factor is for you?
I think the most beneficial factor is people look at text, emails, that type of stuff, Facebook, you can scroll real fast through. Emails, I know I get a ton of emails and I delete them. A text message, no matter what it comes, you do. You either see it on your watch, you see it on your phone real fast, you know it's there. And with that, it was a quick and easy way to get information to a ton of people all at once. From events to, we're even talking to the emergency management right now in Franklin County, that if an emergency happens, we can actually get people information that way also. So, you know, not only the fund, but the emergency wise, it gives us a great access to a ton of people real fast, you know, that we know that they're seeing it, even if they're in a meeting. I know at meetings, I look down at my watch to make sure it's not a family member or something like that.
I just got a text message. Let me look. Okay, keep going.
Exactly. No, that's exactly it. And, you know, so it was just an idea that we just love that it was fast. And with your company, you guys take care of that. All I have to do is call, you know, email Ben or Trisha or one of your people and say, hey, we need to get this out. And they do the work for me. So it just makes it, it makes it nice because I'm on 50 different things anyways. And to be able to have that support from your company has made it so nice.
The industry as a whole is a difficult industry to figure out if you're trying to dive in, let alone have 50 other things you're trying to do at the same time. So we're happy to do it.
Right. We're definitely
happy to do it.
It makes my life easier.
Well, that's our goal, Michael. Like, obviously, I'd love to make your life easier. That's so much better for you. How about an objection? Maybe something that you were worried about or nervous about when it came to the beginning or question about text messaging?
I think our biggest concern is, you know, how do we get an ROI, return on investment? How do we figure that out? Is this something that our community would support and embrace? Because you have to have that buy-in for any marketing for it to work. Would the visitor buy into it? And I think that was our biggest thing. And then because we do get 1.9 million people at the lake every year, you know, what kind of packaging could we afford this? You know, if all those 1.9 million people that attend the lake text this, what, you know, would it be something? So
my eyes lit up because that is a lot of text messages.
Yes, it is. And we haven't actually figured all that out yet, but we are trying to really target who we want to have on this 55433, working with DNR, working with the Corps of Engineering, our hoteliers, our partners, and trying to figure all that out. And not, our biggest thing was, okay, we have to do this slow, and we have to do it right. And that's where your company came in. And yeah, you can go online and get the numbers, but your company helped us really focus on what we wanted to do and what we wanted to project. And so I think that's what's so important. And then the other thing was, you know, do we have the age group that's in for the texting? You know, you do have all the different age groups that we have to look at. And this was something that just seemed that no matter what age, everybody has a cell phone, everyone's getting texts. And it's just an easy way to navigate not only our website, but all the information.
And it's and it gives people options too. And so
right.
Let's talk about how we're implementing this. And again, if you text Explore to 55433, you'll get the text message and you'll opt in. The idea, of course, is when you opt in, you become essentially a super fan of that brand. So the Franklin County brand is a huge draw for people to want to learn more and find other areas. But you're using this in specific ways, and you're growing your opt-ins in a specific way. So tell people what the plan is.
Yeah, so when we sat down with your marketing team, we had some ideas, and they helped us with those ideas. So the first thing we did is we took all of our cell phone numbers that we already had and gave them over, and they provided an opt-in right off the bat. If they wanted to opt in, they people could just text yes, and they opted in.
An initial text message from your existing group is what you're saying. Got it.
And then, so then we're like, okay, we've got to get new people. So our job is to help the visitors that come in. And so what we did is we designed a cling, and it is on all of the mirrors and our hotels, all of our bed and breakfast, right as you walk in, there's a thing that says text Explorer to 55433 to get menus, to find out what there is to do. It goes to our community calendar and everything. So it's really a neat thing for the visitors to have that right as they walk into the hotel room. And then what we're implementing is on all the restaurants, all of our shopping, there's a cling that's going to be on their door that lets people know as they're walking up and down our main streets and our stores shopping, that to find out, hey, is there another antique store in our county? They can text that number and find out where all the antique stores are, where are all the flower shops are at.
And, well, I always use text messaging to find all my antique stores. So,
oh, exactly. You know. Exactly. Well, it makes it fun and interesting, and it makes it an experience. And that's what we're all about, is experience Franklin County, is those experiences and making it as easy to know exactly what's going on in our community.
I didn't mean to cut you off, because I obviously would love for you to continue. When you say cling, it's just to be clear, it's those clear plastic sticker things that go on the side of windows. You see them all the time. They say local, they're local. This is a local store, or, you know, right. Joe on the Go has been here. You know, one of those. So, you continue, please, for, so you guys have put those on the restaurants and shops, even though they've been in the hotels, but now right. You're expanding the reach of that message.
Yeah. And it's great for branding. I mean, because it's getting our brand everywhere. And yes, it is a cling, because we did want to do a sticker. Because then so many people, especially hotels, they don't want a sticker on their mirror. And a cling is easy for the, you know, hotel to take off, clean the mirror, stick it back on, especially with COVID and everything else. So the other thing we are getting ready to do, and it won't be until the spring, is we have all these signs that NDOT has that says, like, welcome to Franklin County, leaving Franklin County, whatever. We are working with NDOT right now to put a sign on all those that says, learn about our county, text 55433 Explore. And so that way, as soon as you enter our county, you have a way to find out what is going on in our county, no matter where you enter from all the Indiana state roads.
That's ideal situation. The goal is to opt people in, right? And we've been doing this for the last couple of weeks, months here. How many people have opted into the Visit Franklin County, Experience Franklin County channel?
Yeah, so, you know, we started out really slow, and we are very happy. We have over 500 people that have opted in, which is great, because, like I said, we haven't been doing this that long, and we're coming down to the season end for Franklin County. So we wanted to hit those people that are here right now. So next year is when we're really going to blast out everything, but we're very happy. I mean, we were thinking a couple hundred in this time would have been wonderful. And we've kind of reached that and over.
So to go back to your original kind of fear, which was an ROI projection, we're on the right track to kind of get an ROI for you. But really, how do you do that? How do we do that? I know the answer, but I'd love it for you to respond.
Yeah. So, you know, it's so nice, because with your company, we have a weekly set down with the team, and they let me know you've had this many people opt in. They texted not only Explore, but we have a couple of other keywords like dine. And so people can then go to dine, and it brings up our menus and all the places to eat. They can text play, and it goes to our website. And then I can track it too on our website. I can see that once they opt in and they hit our website and they hit play, I can then go in and see what else they went to. Maybe they went to Holiday Under the Spires or Bra House or something like that. So it really is the best way to get an ROI, because it's not like a billboard or something where you have no idea who's all seeing it. You guys let us know who is actually seeing that experience.
And it's funny, because you can retarget them too. I guess it's not funny, but it's a really effective way to retarget, unlike a billboard where, you know, right. Did they ever come back? Like, you know, there may be millions of people seeing it, but in the end, It's a matter of getting them through the doors of your organizations. And that's what we're hoping for. And so being able to track those click funnels along the way is always key for us. So that's great to hear. We're so happy. There's going to be a lot more. What would you suggest to somebody who's listening to this that is maybe thinking about using text messaging as a whole or as a tool?
It's been great. I mean, I think it's definitely something to look into. Social media is great. Commercials are great. But at the same time, you don't get the tracking that you get with this texting and with your organization. I think that was the key thing that just set it overboard with my board saying, yes, we want to do this, is because we can actually track it. We actually know what we're spending our money on. We know what the outcomes are and that type of stuff. So, and like our motto and the state's motto is, it starts with a visit. If you can get them to at least visit your website, the text, anything to engage, it's easy to, for us anyways, for Franklin County to sell where we're at.
You guys are an amazing county in this state. It is, I have a lot of fun, and the lake, the fishing, the camping, even the winter activities too. We can't forget about those. So we're happy that this is a great trackability thing for you. Is there anything else that you'd like to say? Obviously, we're really happy to have you as a client, but more importantly, about your organization or about text messaging in general?
I think, you know, working with your organization, I think our biggest fear was, and we've done this with other people, is, you know, we get signed up and then we don't hear from anybody. And stuff. And I can honestly say with your organization, we have weekly meetings. It's always engaging. It's 10, 15 minutes out of your day. It's, you know, and it's definitely something I see worthwhile. Everybody looks at their text. Everybody has a phone. It's just one of those things that, you know, more and more people, I think, are getting off of social media a little bit. And I'm not a TikTok person, and that's, you know, that's a whole nother generation and that kind of stuff. But I can send them a text on what's going on, or have you guys actually send them a text of what's going on. So, you know, I just think it meets every generation that's out there.
It's a, we call it the Netflix effect, right? We want to watch what we want to watch, or we want to follow what we want to follow when we want to follow it. How we want to follow it, at the cadence that we want to follow it, and text allows us to do that. So if I want to only communicate with Franklin County when it comes to springtime activities, I can do that, because you know what, I always love going down there in the fall, or you know, whatever the case may be. So that's a really good point, and we really thank you, Michael, and what a wonderful opportunity. I love talking to you. This was great.
Oh yes, great.
And stay tuned for more. We got plenty more in the hopper for Experience Franklin County. You can always go to their website, which is fine. We'll talk about the website too. It's very important that people go to your website. But what's that website again?
It's franklincountyin.com.
franklincountyin.com. Spell out county, spell out Franklin, and in.com. Or you can just text EXPLORE to 55433 and get all the things that you need. So yes. Thank you so much, Michael. And until next time, folks, we'll be here. And remember to electrify your message. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at KLaunch can do for you, simply text KLaunch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.